Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go inside the mind of another person. He is one of my favorite people in the world. He even had a bobblehead doll named after him. It is Royals television broadcaster Rex Eller. HUD, you there?
Oh, hey. What's up, T-Dot? How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Oh, what a question, man. It's great to come off a road trip and have all my boys home, finishing up their finals in school, right down to taking kids to get a haircut. Just kind of having a down day is really special when you got a bunch of kids at home and got some steaks, going to hang out with my beautiful wife, and we're going to have a little barbecue tonight. But how you guys doing?
We're doing good. All right, it sounds like you got a busy day, so we won't keep you long. Let's start with this. Yesterday, you had a very special day in St. Louis. Just kind of take us through your whole day yesterday.
Oh, well, you know what? It's really quite an honor. Especially for a guy like me, I never could put up any good numbers anywhere. You know, I wasn't all about numbers. I was kind of just a jack-of-all, master of none, utility-type player. But to be able to be recognized in a franchise like the Cardinals, it's just the 3 years I put in there, I hustled and played hard. That's all I did. And that's all really a player can do. And it's nice that they would say, hey, we honor alumni every year. We do three or four guys, and we want to do a bobblehead of you. And I said, well, why? And they said, well, we want to honor you. I said, what for? I didn't do anything. He said, well, you know, we the crowd liked you, and we want to do it. So they had it. It was a team ticket. You had to buy a team ticket, you know, to get one. And I went out and signed with some people. You know, it's been almost 30 years since I played there. And they remembered me like it was yesterday. And the people in line made me feel so good, you know, saying, hey, you know, my kid who always wore number 10 after you. And, you know, just when you go through a career like baseball, and it's very short, I'm so thankful that I can look back and say, you know, I made an effort to love people, to always talk to kids, and to always do stuff for others. That way, you know, I didn't realize it was going to come back like it has. But what an honor. I could throw out the first pitch. I didn't throw any warm-up tosses. I got Mike Schultz, the manager of the Cardinals, to catch my pitch, and I short-hopped him and pitched it with no problem. He made it look like it didn't even hit the ground. So I had him sign it, and I said, hey, Schultz, way to pick me up, man. And he said, no problem, HUD. And, you know, that manager is a long-time Cardinal. He's been in the system for years. He understands the Cardinal way. And George Kissel was such a big part of his life. That's a famous instructor in the Cardinal organization, you know. And so it was pretty special. Nice that we were able to split there. I was hoping we could sweep. But this one game that I threw the opening pitch, the Royals won. So that's what makes me feel good.
HUD, being out in St. Louis the last couple of days, does it feel like St. Louis and Kansas City on the baseball field still have a rivalry?
Oh, yes. Oh, there's no doubt. And you know what? It's a friendly rivalry. And it says it's not a we want to, you know, kill you. We want to beat you. You know, not one of those. I sense real friendly. And walking out in front of their ballpark before the game, you could see that the blue and the red, people all in the same party going out, and then both the Royals and Cardinal fans. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be fun one day again when that happens and we get to postseason and we play each other. That's going to happen sometime. And, you know, guys, just to think about the future of this organization, the Royals, and how they're going about it. And Dayton, having Dayton here is a huge bonus because he has the blueprint for another championship, believe it. Because of the water and the starting pitching down below, a couple of pieces of the star players are there. You know, it's exciting to look ahead, but in the meantime, watching the offense with power and speed is really entertaining. I don't know if I'm the only one entertained. Are you guys?
Very entertained. And you talk about the youth and you talk about the future. Can you talk about Ned Yost and the job that he's done? Because we all know how great he was with that first group of players, that Haas, Moose, and Kane era. But can you talk about how good of a job he's done with this newest youth movement?
Yeah, you know, just knowing Ned from the outside, I wish I was in there in the clubhouse and in there with him so I could get a little bit more of his leadership skills. But, you know, obviously the players respond, and that's the main thing. When you see the players responding to him, his coaches, they're all machines, and they work. They have an incredible work habit. To watch them with their attention to detail and taking defensive practice every day before batting practice, I mean, it's just routine. And you watch these professional players and the professional coaches, and they don't miss. They don't ever drop a ball. You don't see anything missed. So what I learned a long time ago from Cal Ripken Jr. playing for the Orioles for a couple of years, he said it's not the 100 ground balls you take. It's the 25 to 30 you take just like a game, and you don't miss. So you a perfect practice makes perfect. So that's what I see every day. No wonder we're the best defending team in the American League so far. Defensive runs, we're about fifth in the American League, saving runs, but we have our fielding percentage is number one. So we got to continue that, and the other will develop. It's nice to see the bullpen starting to come in. And the kid Scotty Barlow, man, he finally gave up some runs last night. And he kind of hit a wall and he was missing with his command. But they're finding some pieces, believe me, and it's going to be fun this weekend. Hopefully our weather will stay good and dry, and we'll be able to take a couple games from the Yankees.
Hud, before you get out of here, what do you make of the top four in this lineup? Because they've been really good, but the results haven't necessarily been what you expect them to be.
Well, it's been fabulous. And I'll go top five. I mean, Hunter Dozier's hitting fifth now. I mean, you know, the lineup has been stretched out a little bit with the addition of Nicky Lopez, who's a tough out. Last night he had his first multiple strikeout game. He struck out twice, and I need to ask him if he's ever even had a hat trick. Three, they had him down two strikes in his third time up, and he fought it off, so he didn't get the hat trick. But I just think it's the production from there, the combination of speed and power, Merrifield, Mondesi, you know, Alex Gordon, wow, is he having fun this year. There's a lot. It's as good as any top five lineup in the American League, although we haven't seen everybody yet. But scoring five runs a game, that'll work. I just would hope that maybe sometimes the team, their personality seems like it's a Jekyll and Hyde, and, you know, they play good, and they score out runs, and they shut down the next night. They need to reel off four or five or six wins in a row and then start thinking about 500.
And that's Royals television broadcaster Rex Hudler, who was gracious enough to come on with us during his off day. Hud, go out and have a nice barbecue, my man.
Way to go, guys. Thanks for including me. It's really a lot of fun. I can't wait for this weekend.
I appreciate it. That is our guy, Rex Hudler.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.